Welcome to the December webcast featuring Forward in Christ Magazine's monthly parenting column, Heart to Heart Parent Conversations. I'm Nicole Balza, staff editor of Heart to Heart and mom of three. This month's guest, Amanda Rose, is coming to us from her home in Kingston, Wisconsin. Amanda wrote a blog post at holyhenhouse.com detailing 5 ways to cultivate a mission heart in children, and she's going to share some of her ideas with us today. Thanks for joining us, Amanda. Why don't you start by telling us a little bit about yourself and your family?
Absolutely. First, just let me say thank you for having me and talking about a topic that's really near to my heart, having a mission, mind right here at home. Speaking of home, I am married to Frank. We've been married for 11 and a half years, and we were high school sweethearts and started as best friends, and he still is my best friend. And now he serves the ministry. He's a pastor for the last 4 years, and this has definitely sculpted, even just our worldview a little bit. The first 8 years of our marriage, we moved over 10 times throughout the States, and we even did a year over in China. And it really has brought us closer together as a couple. So that's a little bit about us. In our family, we also have 4 children. We have my daughter Fiona, who's 8, my son Archer, who's almost 6, Victor, who's 3, and Zion is just about 4 months right now. And so we have a full house, and we absolutely love it. And we view even our home as a mission, even a place to share God's word and disciple our children. So again, thank you for having us, and just being able to share a little bit about what we do as a family. It's great. Thank you. Another thing that's close to my heart is Holy Hen House. And Holy Hen House is a ministry for women. We write devotional content through our blog online at holyhenhouse.com. And we do Bible studies throughout the year. We also have events such as our ladies' night out. We just recently finished a retreat, and we're looking forward to doing even a conference. And God has just really, stretched our capacity from just originally a in-house Bible study that has now grown to reach other women and to create relationships that are, natural, and we can talk about our faith and just spur one another on in our daily lives. So, that's, where you found this blog post that we're going to be discussing today. So those are some of the things that I do. But coming back at home, I'm also a homeschooling mother of the 4 children I have, mostly focusing on the 2 older ones. And again, that's just a unique opportunity that we have to disciple our kids. And there's pros and cons to, either way that you choose to educate your children. And this is what works for our family. So that's a little bit more about me.
Great. Well, it sounds like you have a really full plate. So why don't you briefly lay out for us your 5 ways to cultivate a mission heart in children?
Sure. The first one that I have is to build awareness, to open children's eyes that not everyone in their life and around them believes in Jesus, and that the treasure that they hold dear can also be shared with those around them. Children are Christ's ambassadors too. The second one is be an example. The way we talk about other cultures or people who believe differently than us impacts our children's attitudes. So just holding ourselves accountable to that, recognizing whichever vocation we have is also a way to not only glorify God, but to share Jesus with others is another way to be an example to our kids. The third thing is to use resources such as God's Word, first and foremost, to inspire and motivate our children. Also, other books to learn about, not only martyrs and missionaries in the past, but also those presently today, to pray for them. Also, to play with your children. We play a game, Pin It on the Missionary, with a globe. They point out a place on the globe, and we research about that place, see how many people believe in Jesus there, and just learn about that culture. Another thing that you can do is to take a trip as a family. Instead of to fill your own desires, perhaps to fill the needs of those who are less fortunate and don't have the treasure of Jesus. Again, consider doing that. I know a family that has gone to Africa, to Haiti, and as I mentioned, we've moved around a lot. Our children have served right alongside us. And again, a great opportunity to cultivate a mission heart. And then the last thing that I have is using your home. The 5th thing, using your home. Opening up our doors to others, whether it's during a meal, a play date, or Even having international students over for the holidays, things like that, is a great way for your children to build relationships and expand their worldview. So those are the five.
So one of your suggestions is to use resources to help cultivate that mission heart in children. Can you give us some examples of resources that you use with your family?
Some resources that we have used as a family are the Torchlighters DVD series. You can find these on even Amazon Prime right now or on their website, torchlighters.org. And they look at specific, missionaries and martyrs throughout history and tell their stories through an illustrated film. So we've learned, Martin Luther, Amy Carmichael, there's a whole list of, different people that our children have learned about from them. So we really like that. Also books. One that I especially like is this one called The Whole World Needs Jesus by Ann Dunnigan, and her daughter illustrated it, which is pretty cool. Again, just focuses on the differences, but then also just that our children can share and, experience these things right alongside us as we share Jesus. My daughter has read Bloom Where God Plants You several times, clearly loved. Kisses for Katie about an orphanage. And this book here, Children Just Like Me, again, just to open their eyes to, the differences around our world, but also the unique, opportunity that we have to share Jesus with people. So those are some of the books that we like. Another resource we have done is Compassion International. We have, frames of children that we have sponsored. Our kids, our oldest two, each have one, and we keep a picture of them in their bedrooms just to remember them by. As I mentioned earlier, having even just a simple globe and a resource, either at the library or online to look up different places in the world. I did notice that LWMS.org has resources. They're doing Nepal this year for the children, and they have, printables and activities and things for kids to learn more about Nepal and their needs there. Something too I've noticed is you want to censor a little bit with the news, but whenever there's devastation in our world is another opportunity, a resource to learn and to serve others and in a faith-based way. So just keeping our eyes open, being creative, and finding ways, again, to build relationships and experiences for our children to serve right where we are.
You also suggest that we serve at home. What types of service opportunities are realistic for families with young children? How can we serve in ways that will include our children?
Yes, as for service ideas that are realistic for families, honestly, how they say food brings people together? I say food and children bring people together. There's something about kids that let other people lower their barriers, share a smile, open conversation. I have really enjoyed serving with children to get to know neighbors while you're at the grocery store, at the playground, things like that. Again, children are not an inconvenience to ministry. They're right alongside with us. So again, as I mentioned, having our house open to others with meals or donating things they've had or serving by donating food, again, engaging our children in these service actions are very, not complicated. We can certainly have them right at our side. They can write cards. They can, decorate cards if they can't write yet. They can, help you pick out gifts during certain, times of the year for birthdays or Christmas time. They can help you prepare the meals, or pick out the groceries. And again, I don't think children are a hindrance to serving. If anything, they are an asset to it. And keep us, also humble by others that we don't need to take ourselves so seriously in this, and keep it fun, keep it, lighthearted and yet still very sincere and loving. So have your children right alongside you as you serve. And I think you'll see the same, that not only does food, but children also bring people together, and they are an asset to ministry.
All right. Thanks so much. Do you have any final thoughts to share with us?
Yeah, just in general, just to have an understanding that mission work isn't, just limited to hanging door hangers or inviting people to church, but to see that, either organically or through, some kind of scheduled event, that reaching out to people isn't just for them to hear what we have to say. There is so much noise around people online, on social media, in their mailbox, at their doorstep. And as, you know, we're talking with other people to share Jesus, to recognize that listening can be a great way to reach others. It sounds counterintuitive, but just let me say this, that as we listen to others, we get to hear what their needs are. We get to hear, you know, what it is that could possibly be, you know, filled instead with Jesus and his love. And that's the resource we have to share. The problem is we all have sinned, that we are equal in the sight of God, and through Jesus alone are we made righteous. And so I think that would be some additional thoughts, is just give yourself grace to not feel the pressure that you're always going to have the right words to say or that your kids are going to be perfect, but to know that the Holy Spirit will give you the opportunities and the words to share with others, and also the self-control to listen to others and hear what their needs are. Whether they're from the country or they're internationals or immigrants or speak a different language, just take all of it in stride, and all together just thank God for, you know, that we have the resources to share with others. And we are not the only ambassadors for Christ. Our children are right alongside us. So those are the final thoughts that I have to share.
Thank you so much, Amanda. These are all great things that I know it'll be fantastic to be able to incorporate within our families. You can find Amanda's full article republished in the December issue of Forward in Christ magazine and on Heart to Heart's website, forwardinchrist.net. On the site, you can read other articles about Christian parenting. You can chime in with your thoughts or questions, learn more about Heart to Heart's authors. You can view other webcasts or podcasts on parenting topics, or subscribe to Forward in Christ magazine. Thank you for joining us, and may God bless your parenting journey.